Well, you don't need me to tell you that there's a cost of living crisis, that inflation is at a high for about 40 years, and our fuel bills are going through the roof. So, a lot of people looking at ways to possibly make a saving. Maybe you've got a solar charged panel on your roof and all that sort of stuff already. But are you aware of home solar battery storage solutions? I wasn't till we started running adverts about them. So I thought we'd get the man who knows about it on the line. I'm talking to James O'Sullivan from Residential Renewables. James, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Thanks for joining us. I was, until we first started speaking, I really wasn't aware of this. So talk us through, what exactly is a home solar battery storage solution? How does it work?
Basically, you can either store solar energy or you can store grid energy. And it allows you to store the energy and use it at a later time when perhaps you'd like to use it. So that could be when power is more expensive from the grid, or when you're not generating any solar. Rather than pulling that energy from the grid, you can use your stored energy, I suppose.
Oh, right. So that's the way that some people have been sort of sold the system originally. Was that, okay, you get your solar energy and any excess you pump into the national grid. But actually what you're saying now is, no, you stick it in your own batteries and you keep it for yourself, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're much better off using it rather than selling it back to the grid, because they don't give you a favorable rate. I suppose for what you can sell it for, a fifth of what it will cost you to buy it back.
Right.
In many cases.
Yeah, that's the trick. Okay, so how do these things, a battery solution, I'm assuming this is quite a sizable thing. Where do these things sit? How do they work?
Generally, it's possible to have them installed in a plant room if you've got that, in the garage if it is insulated, or it's not ideal, but they can go in the loft if certain safety considerations are made.
Right. Is it a one size fits all? Or if you've got a load of solar panels, do you have a bigger battery? If you only got one solar panel, do you have a smaller battery?
So at the moment, the standard charge and discharge rate, which is basically how much your property can use from the battery per hour, is 3 kilowatts. So based on that, to make the most of being an Octopus Go, if you've got an EV, you want to have between 12 kilowatt hours and 15 kilowatt hours, so that during the 4-hour period, you can fill up your batteries at the cheap rate.
And you do that sort of at the same time as you've got your car on charge, or you charge the car, then switch over or something like that?
No, you can do it at the same time as your electric vehicle is charging, and it's probably better if you do set it to charge at the same time, so that when your electric vehicle is charging, it doesn't pull any energy from your battery bank.
Oh, I get you. So that's interesting there, because you talked about Octopus Go, and I heard it on the adverts we're running. So you don't have to have solar panels on your roof at all. This is something that you could do, provided you just got an electric vehicle.
Yeah, absolutely, and in particular, in the last year, I've had so many more customers get in contact with me who perhaps don't really believe in solar technology, but they do see the benefits of having their own energy storage bank to go alongside their electric vehicle, so that they can fill up at their cheaper rate. And often the view is that it will pay back within 4 to 5 years.
Right. I mean, that's interesting as well, because some people can't have the solar, can they? If they've got thatched cottage, or if they're in a conservation, there's quite a lot of restrictions where you can't have it, but this is still a way of saving money, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. In terms of day-to-day stuff, once you've got one of these things in, then is it a case of you can pretty much just walk away and forget it? It's doing all it automatically, or do you have to go out and make sure that all the lights are flashing and bleeping? Is there a lot of maintenance involved?
So when we set these systems up, we connect them to our online monitoring portal. So basically, we can keep an eye on it remotely, and if the system goes down, we get a prompt straight away. And often we can diagnose it remotely. Sometimes we can repair it remotely if it's, say, for example, a firmware update. But otherwise, we can, we'll probably know of the issue before you do, and we'll make you aware of it and arrange for a site visit. But in 95% of cases, once it's installed and commissioned, you just leave it to do its own thing in the background. And our customers get full access to the monitoring of their system, so they can see the live data constantly. So if they're not sure if it's working correctly or not, it's very easy for them to check for themselves.
That sounds brilliant. This sounds very interesting. I mean, a lot of people are going to be interested hearing this and thinking, oh, this is me. Are there any sort of particular things where you can't do it? Say, blocks of flats and things like that. Do you need to have a house or something like that? Or are there any particular things people who won't qualify, won't work for you?
That's a good question. It seems that homeowners are the people who are most interested in these systems. Mm. But, you know, having said that, if you're in a long-term rental arrangement, yeah, absolutely. You can have the system removed and reinstalled at another property. Right. The cost of that, however, might not justify the payback period, because to remove a system and reinstall it, you're probably looking at the best part of £1,000. So you don't want to be doing that too many times.
No, you don't want to be changing your address every 6 months, certainly. But it's interesting that that's okay. And I mentioned there about blocks of flats. Is this the sort of thing that perhaps a management company could do? Or does it tend to be no? It's if you're in a block of flats, you're probably not going to work.
It really depends what electrical energy tariff they're on. So right. If they are on Economy 7 or Octopus Go, then yeah, absolutely, our battery systems can work for you. But if you're not, then there's not really any benefit.
Okay. I mean, the first thing that has come as well is you need to speak to an expert. And it sounds to me like that's exactly what you are on this, because it does sound like it's the sort of thing that a lot of people's ears are going to prick up to. But you do need to know what it is you're doing and exactly how the system works. So, I mean, I'm assuming you've got a pretty decent website where people can find out all about this, have they?
Yeah. So our website is residentialrenewables.co.uk. And on the website, you can get a good idea of the products that we provide. There's bullet pointed information as to, you know, the benefits of the system. There's examples of previous installations and also a review page where some of our customers have kindly provided testimonials to validate our work and quality of workmanship. And
fantastic. All right, well, that's great. So that's what people should do. They should go to residentialrenewables.co.uk. I'm going to pick up on this, because I think there's going to be more to talk about on this. But for now, James O'Sullivan from Residential Renewables, thanks so much for coming on. It's been fascinating. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for your time. Thank you very much.